What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Show presents
the best of the week.
My sister texted me and said that she watched their show yesterday. She's a subscriber on Twitch, so she was able to watch the show, and she felt as if I was a little bit like I might have gone too much with you on the, you know, on your sexual deal, like on your
I was uncomfortable, but like I said, I'm used to being uncomfortable. So.
But what I'm saying is, like, if it was too much, then I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I feel like I offered
my sister
up a lot of
called
information.
Me out on it.
But wait till you hear what I got for you today.
Yeah, a little.
You thought yesterday was bad.
And then I asked my sister this. I go, so if yesterday was too much and Anna didn't tell me that it was too much, then, you know, when I'm trying to be funny and, you know, do things like Anna, give me I have an all-time tongue pass disclaimer. Like, is that really not just funny and is that creepy?
No, I don't mind that at all. I actually.
Hi, this is Anna Hummel and my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, has an all-time tongue pass.
See, so I don't want you to think that you have to do that.
No, I know I don't. Yeah. I don't. It doesn't bother me.
All right. And
although
I
was getting a lot of heat yesterday all around both shows.
What, on Kevin's show?
Yeah.
What happened on Kevin's show?
You're just getting a lot of heat, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it was mostly like Rock and I had a few heated exchanges. And
you
I
did?
Feel like, yeah, I feel like I should apologize.
I feel like, you know, Blitz, I feel like we need to book those two for a show immediately.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, Anna, it wasn't too much. I mean, as long as we don't do that a lot, but yesterday I didn't.
No.
I didn't Bubba Weinstein you or.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, I don't want you to think that.
No, you didn't, like, you know, do it in a plan or something.
Right. I will tell you that, you know, I do plan on getting a little handsy with the bowling instructions today.
Well, thanks for that stuff.
God. Can you imagine if you're boss really even told. Listen, I've never sexually harassed you, but today in the bowling lesson, I plan on getting a little handsy.
Yeah. Once you're a dog.
But then you tell your honor, Blitz. I mean, Blitz, if you got in trouble and then you went to your honor and said, Your Honor, I told her before we went to the bowling alley I was going to get handsy with her. She showed up ready for the instruction, and I told her I was going to be a little handsy.
How are you going to show her to bowl, Bubba?
Oh, I don't know. We're just going to have some fun, make fun of Blitz. That's it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
That sounds great.
No, I, Anna, I did find, look, hold on.
Yeah.
I found my selfie stick tripod Willie, look.
Oh, wow.
So I can put that down on the ground when I'm showing you the 1-2-3 approach.
Okay.
1-2-3 slide. Say it. 1-2-3
slide. 1-2-3 slide.
Yeah. So I got that going for us.
Okay. What if I bowl better than you?
Oh, my God. That would even be better.
Okay.
Oh, but I did Lummy found my bowling balls back when I used to go to the bowling league.
They're nice. That's a nice bag.
Lummy, listen, what you don't realize is one of them is like an 8 or 9 pounder, and I would use that just to wing it like I never wonged. But it's been, Lummy, I love to see you throw it because I could get it humming about 24, 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not that heavy. But Lummy, I bet you'd get it going like 30.
Does it got big holes in it?
Yes, it's a kid's ball with manholes.
Because Dr. Diaco showed me his balls the other day.
Oh, nice.
And the finger holes are tiny.
Well, he's got small fingers.
Yeah, but he doesn't use the same fingers that a conventional three-fingered bowler uses.
Which ones does he use?
He uses just his these two.
Yeah, he doesn't get that.
He uses just these two. He doesn't use his thumb.
I know, but still, they were like, I couldn't, like, even past like the first knuckle, I couldn't even get.
Yeah, but his is also only made to go just right, just the fingertip splits, just the very fingertips. That's all it's made to go.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not deep or very big. Dan's tight. Dan's bowling ball is tight. So, Anna, I do have an idea for you.
Okay.
I talked to Blitz about it.
Okay.
And he said, oh, whatever.
I was all about it.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, and listen, and I'm going to admittedly say that, like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Johnny. I invented this because Howard's been doing it with Robin for years. And, you know,
by the way, he just compared you to Robin.
I would think
let's see where the rest of this goes.
That's a good thing.
I think if any woman that was a co-host of a man-based talk show was called Robin in a Robin Quivers type, you know, indication, then that would she's like as much as Howard is the best host, she's probably recognized as one of the best sidekicks ever in radio.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm saying it's a good thing that you did that.
Yeah. Just don't wear a brown face while you're being robbed. Hey, Anna, why don't I just say
that was actually the idea,
Anna. I'm going to make you Rob. We're going to have a News with Robin segment where, you know, you act like you're Robin Givens.
Sounds fun.
I mean, Quivers.
Quivers, yeah.
Robin Quivers. Whatever. So listen.
You're going to punch me in the face?
A lot of nut hut, you know, shows have a news segment, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking about, you know, Anna throwing it over to Anna Hummel Daily News. What do you think? Because you know everything. Sometimes we'll go an entire show.
Wow, you should have seen that face, Sponge.
Sometimes we
She just scoffed at your idea.
You know, no, I didn't.
I saw that face, too.
Making it giving you your own franchise within the show daily, that's something to scoff at?
You want me to do daily news with Anna?
We're kind of telling on ourselves, being a little campy. But, like, more important, like, every day at 9:15. Be like, you know what? Let me look. It's 9:15. We got to go over to Anna with news. Anna, what do you got? And then you just go through your stupid stuff that you think you like.
My stupid stuff. Sponge.
The Anna conspiracy corner at 9/11.
Oh, yeah, no. There we go.
At 9/11.
Yes. There you go.
I love that.
How about that?
That sounds really fun.
And then, you know, but we have the chance, you know, like you're going to like, but it could be newsy too. Like you could be something that's very, you know, like just like, you know, if Minneapolis just burnt to the ground, you know, you could use that as an update. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She's not going to, like, attack.
It doesn't have to be a conspiracy theory on everything. It could be just news-related.
Yeah. I'm not going to find too many JFK assassination stories.
Right. You're not going to find a conspiracy
daily.
Theory every day.
Right.
Can we, like, kind of silence her on certain things?
No. Here's the deal. If you know anything about Howard and Robin News, Robin goes, like, to one or two stories, and then Howard hijacks
cuts her off.
And they start
figured that would happen.
So, yeah, I mean, we can jump. We can hijack at any time.
Okay. Yeah,
Anna,
I'm down
Anna Hummel News that can be hijacked at any time.
All right.
And so it's just not like you over there reading the news. You will be like, Dateline. Well, I don't know if you're Dateline, but, you know, hey, in Austin, Texas, last night, a woman got caught having sex with a horse. You know, whatever. It can be real newsy, or it can be conspiracy, or it can be politicky, or it can be whatever the hell you want it to be.
That sounds cool.
Like, I'm not even.
I thought you just wanted me to go through like a list,
stories.
No,
I want you to pick out a few things you'd like to talk about, and we'll talk about them.
Okay.
If one of them's somewhat topical that's happening in the news, great.
Do I get like a music bed?
We can come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll pick
something.
We'll pick some garbage music like you.
Can
I be honest with you?
99.
I'm extremely concerned for Friday.
Okay, let's go back to the Bubba.
What's wrong for Friday?
Well, you know, I pretty much have the Bubba 199 soundtrack ready to go, but I feel like I don't trust myself anymore. I don't know what you guys like. And
why did you trust yourself to begin with?
Because the first one went well.
Why are you getting in your head? Why are you getting it up in your head?
I don't know.
That's what she does best.
Right. Doubting myself is my favorite game.
You know who you're screwing? You know who you're having sex with? Your head.
Oh.
Like, that's who you're effing is your head.
Yeah. It's bad. So
I mean, you're
I'm
not physically
concerned.
Having sex, but mentally, you're just effing the hell out of each other.
I'm just glad I don't have a birthday to ruin on Friday.
Here we go. So Lummi could be something. This is royalty free too. Lummi, sign you. So yeah. Oh yeah. We could go. I guess. Lummi, look what. Oh my God! Look what time it is.
It's 9:11.
It's not 9:11.
9:11. Time for Anna's news.
Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Anna's news. Anna.
9:11 news with Anna.
Yeah. Okay.
Today. Pfizer is looking to see if it is okay to vaccinate children as young as 2. What crappy parents are allowing their children at the age of 2 to get?
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Yeah. And like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not even telling you what news to just pick what you want.
Right.
I mean, could that be any cooler? I'm just telling you, like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it over to you, bitch, and just take it away.
Boo-boo.
That should be the intro. Throw it over to you, bitch. Take it away.
Boo-boo.
Bubba's got a tongue pad.
Okay. That sounds good.
So, and we'll start tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Like, Blitz, why wait? Start tomorrow.
Okay.
That's how we do things. Start tomorrow. So, and we'll do it, and we'll try to do it right at 9/11.
Okay.
Which means I got to get
gotta
out.
Work the brakes.
I got to work the brakes. Break six needs to be about 9:02 or 3. So I got to be up. No, I got to be at break six by 9:03 in order to do Anna's 9/11 news. Pew, it's 9/11 news with Anna Hummel. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Huge. Come to 2-3 show. Pew, pew,
pew. GTR, please.
GTR's out the ass. Pew, pew, pew. It's the Anna Hummel news. 9/11 news.
Kiss concert. Shame.
Anna Hummel Kiss. Then some Tracy Chapman comes on. I got a fast car. Remember that?
Yeah. Someone, I always thought it was fat ass car. Someone. It's fast car.
Oh, shit. That's be someone. Be someone.
I got a fat ass car.
You do got a fat ass car. I mean.
Okay.
I got a fat ass. It's fat. It's fat with a PH. It's a real nice ass. It looks good when I'm running 5Ks. It pops when I run. Oh, sorry. Hey, Lummy, I have two big boxes out back.
Oh, okay.
Can you maybe Operation Gizzo to the Niz Abers Diz Umpster, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Gizacha.
Yeah. Rizite behind the between this and the Bub Army merch trailer. Speaking of which, Will from my t-shirt purveyor, Will, I'd like to be able to start slinging some Clem's Click and some Blitz's Click shirts. Letting people show their click, hashtag Bubba Army, but where are my shirts?
What about the Air Bubba one?
Well, I mean, I got to get all the approval. Like, his first mock-up of the Blitz and Bubba and Clem's Click deal is he didn't have it. It looked too small on the shirt once he sent me the mock-up. It looked,
oh, okay.
So I stretched it out to, I think, 13 and 3/4 or 14 inches wide, which is what most of the Bubba Army, you know, like there's a little bit of calculation of so that the thing doesn't look like a postage stamp on your front. You want it to fill it all up. So the Clem's Click and the Blitz Clicks shirts, you know, we changed them a little bit so they looked a little just better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to be getting those soon. He's going to have to give me a mock up on the Air Bubba shirt if he could, Lummy, because I want to make sure that you know, doesn't look like a postage stamp on the
thing.
Like
it's too small.
Yeah. So those two boxes, Lummy, is Operation Diz.
I gotcha.
Who's all locked in for Friday? We think Creatine Trav without his wife.
Yep. She can't go.
She's mad too. She's got heat with me, I guess.
Oh no.
OFF?
I think I fret too much on her ass.
Oh.
But my God, I mean, phew, like,
it's hard not to, right?
Yeah, it's hard not to. And you know, like I fret on Heather Wiz's swagger. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I just find...
Well, it's a little different to fret over someone's swagger versus their ass.
Not really. You know, having an attraction for somebody based on anything is an attraction.
Any quality whatsoever.
Right. It's an attraction. You know, I'm just saying. But I think I've fretted too much on her ass. I think she gets a little uncomfortable. I hope that's not the case.
Well, we have Big Red coming.
Big Red's Big Pred.
Big, oh, I'm sorry. Big Pred is
now
coming.
Not a fan coming or no?
I have not got confirmation.
She's got
I'm not
duty?
A fan. Yes, possibly.
How about Phil? I think Phil was a hard no.
No. Photo is a maybe.
Oh,
he's got a hit.
He's a hard
busy.
Maybe.
It's a hard maybe.
But not an unlikely.
Anna, that's kind of like your dates. They're hard maybes, aren't they?
And no. Then when she walks in, they're a hard no.
All right. So figure out who's coming.
Sad face.
I think Wiz on himself.
Sad face.
I think
Iggy and Wizzy are definitely.
Wiggy.
Yeah.
Aren't we trying to aren't they Wiggy?
Yeah, they're Wiggy. Wow.
You're Wiggy, and you guys are Lashley?
Lashley. Yep.
I'm thinking about the couples of the BRN. Paper Tiger, Travis and OFF don't have what would that be? How do you put Travis and nice ass together? I don't know.
You got to put the tiger in there.
I don't know.
Tiger.
We just pretty much, and then do we have, is Blummel still a thing?
Blummel?
Yeah. Is Blummel still a thing?
Blummel can be a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Blummel's in?
Yeah, Blummel. Yep. So I guess we got Blummel. We got Wiggy. And we got...
Big Pred and...
No, we got Lashley.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones we really have that, you know...
Is Ashley coming?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, hold on.
Good.
The seventh man had an amazing idea for Travis and OFF. Trav-ass.
Trav-ass?
No.
Paper ass?
No.
P Paper ass.
Paper ass. Blitz, I need a ruling. Is it Trav ass or is it paper ass?
And I kind of like paper ass.
Paper ass. I'm thinking.
All right.
Paper ass. Out of those two, paper ass. Yeah.
Yeah. So that couple, the couples within. Well, obviously we have Scout and Big Gulp. And we have Greg and Amy. By the way, Greg and Amy have been circulating throughout Route 66 finding Bubba Army stickers. Have you guys been seeing that?
Yeah, I saw that on their Twitter.
I love them. It looks like they had one hell. Doesn't it look like if you just follow their Instagram, they had like a really good vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it was like pretty cool.
They look like they're always having fun.
Yeah. So anyway, the obviously we have Greg and Amy. Obviously we have Scout and Big Gulp. I don't really know of any other famous Bubba Army couples. Bubba Light and some, you know, Savannah, Georgia cricket to be named later in a draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got Poppin' Pills and his wife.
Yeah, but we got Hootie.
Fistful of Ikes.
Hootie Handful of Pills. Is Hootie Handful of Pills going to be at 199? He's invited.
Okay.
Hootie, what's his name?
Hootie Handful of Ikes.
No.
He's gonna walk up to you on air again and mess with you like he did last time. And then hump Lummy live on the air and do all the other bad crap.
You think the only pills he takes are Vikes?
Oh, it's a handful of pills?
Yeah, it's not Hootie Handful of Vikes.
Oh, it's Fistful, first off.
Hootie Fistful of Pills.
No, I like Hootie. I like Hootie Handful. I think Hootie Handful.
Gotcha, alliteration.
Hootie Fistful. Hootie Handful.
Handful. Handful of Pills.
Yeah, Hootie Handful of Pills. Is he going to be here Saturday?
I will ask him.
And I don't know that we've not. How do you make him? Like, I don't want to make. I mean, his wife is so hot. I don't know if she wants to be associated with her husband with a handful of pills.
Yeah. I don't know if she wants to be associated with her husband.
Well, he does need a babysitter.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do stupid stuff.
It's not his wife. It's his life coach.
Can we get another one of those backpacks with a leash for him?
Oh, my God. I was just.
Yeah. And so, okay.
Have Big Pred hold on to him?
And I don't know if Big. Now, what do we call Big Pred and not a fan? Like, that's another couple, but it's tough to put them together. So basically, we have what? We have Lashley, Blummel,
Paper Ass,
Wiggy. Did you write them all down in your Trapper Keeper? As we've been going through them.
That's Wiggy and Paper Ass. That's the only ones we got.
No, we got more than that. Right? Tell me what you have written down.
We didn't say Lashley, did we?
Lashley.
All right, you have them written down. Yeah. Go ahead, Lashley.
Lashley.
Hold on, I got to write these down so I don't forget them. All right, Lashley.
Wiggy. Paper Ass.
Paper Ass.
Blummel. And that's it, because we were trying to figure out Big Red, not a fan. And
Pred fan?
Pred fan?
Kind of like it.
Pred fan.
Yeah, well I mean, just because we got a thing. I got that from the seventh man, too. All right, so we got Lashley, we got Wiggy, we got Paper Ass, we got Blummel, we got Pred fan. And then
what about Tom Bean and
Gina?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not giving
Gina
them
Bean?
Bina.
Yeah, Bina.
Bina.
We got Bina. She's going to really, Tom's really going to be happy he made the list. Tom doesn't even listen to the show anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
When did he?
I have ran that guy ragged. He has pretty much been through like three lawsuits and had to do all the, it's just.
Only three?
Yeah. I mean, there'd be times, honest to God, when it was, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but there'd be times, like during the Manson era towards the last, when I just gotten fired from 98.7, and there was times where he would call me and said, hey, you're, because Jim Martin is our accountant.
Yeah.
And Jim does all of Tom's stuff and does all my stuff, too. And Tom's also been my agent, you know, for 25 years. And there'd be times, Blitz, on Monday that Tom would call me and say, hey, you're $8,100 short for payroll. And between payroll and the American Express, you know, corporate card.
Right.
You know, you're $8,100 short. And so he would literally just take the money out of his account and put it in my account. And I bet you that's happened half of the payrolls in 2017.
Oof.
Yeah. Love that guy. All right, so we got Lashley, Wiggy, Paper Ass, Blummel, Pred Fan, Bina. If anybody else can think of anyone, that's what we got. That's what we got so far. That list can be added to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can continually
add it to more couples we think about.
So $199 right now is looking like Lashley. Ashley's coming, correct?
Yes.
Wiggy. Half of Paper Ass.
The paper part.
Blummel will be here. I think half of Pred Fan will be here.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bino will not be here. We got to think of Phildo and his wife, you know.
Yeah.
We got to think of Phildo, one for Phildo and his wife.
Does she have a name?
I don't know. No, I think she's, her name is Phildo's wife.
Phildo's wife.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name? I'm Phildo's wife. I know, but do you have a name? Nope. I only answer to Phildo's wife.
That's a good girl right there.
Yeah.
That is a good girl. You keep that one if you can.
This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show warning you that farts can turn into poops, and poops are the payoff.
We'll be live on YouTube today, right? As soon as the show. We're going to make it 10:30, though, because Lummy has to leave the big show at 8:30 to go see the little Wyatt. He's going to go there. Are you guys? Are you guys?
Walker. We're going to video it,
Lummy,
too.
Here's the deal. Can you and Ashley come up with what the name's going to be soon? So that
yeah, for the show, Lummy.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
I mean,
come on. Think of the show, Lummy.
Anna, how much cooler is it if we
it's
were like...
so much cooler.
If we were like saying, you know, today you got to go see, and then you're personalizing it.
Yeah.
Right now you're just going to go see like a lima bean, little Johnny lima bean. But if it was Wyatt, be like, hey, Lummy, today
we need, we need
today
to
at 8:30, I heard you got to go see Wyatt.
We just think of a ridiculous W name, and we'll just name it that.
Yeah, if you guys don't come up with what the name's going, then we're going to name it like, you know,
baby
Wilbur.
Baby Walton.
Wilbur.
Little Wilbur.
Walton.
Like the pig.
Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Think of Blitz. Think of the worst W name there ever was.
I think it had to be Wilbur.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Wilbur. I don't know of one cool Wilbur. Maybe Wilbur Wright, the guy who helped invent aviation. Maybe.
The little pig from Charlotte's Web.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got the guy who invented the airplane and the pig. And that's what your kid represents, little Wilbur. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants an avionic nerd with a pig kicker. So if you guys don't give us what the name
Woodrow.
Is.
Woodrow.
Yeah, it's going to be like Woodrow Wilson.
Willard. President.
Oh, geez, that guy sucked.
Willard.
Weldon.
Blitz is looking at W names. They're just ridiculous. We're going to pick out the most ridiculous W name if you guys don't come up with a name.
Waseem.
Waseem.
W-A-S-E-E-M.
Hey, the Raptors are in town. You never know.
That's true.
And Ashley likes going to the games, does she not?
Yeah, we bid, yes.
And what if it came out, you know, a Toronto Raptor baby?
I got a good tan.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
Pit bowl to daddy.
Such a dick. But yeah.
Pit bowl is the daddy.
We'll come up with a name.
I
want to
see that gender reveal
you
party.
You are not the father.
What if the balloon you would have popped, Lummy, would have been black? The glitter would have been
That's
black.
That's what I told him to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, Lummy, are you, by the way, live right after the show? We're going to start at 10:30. Lummy, will you try to get a hold of your, will you try to press your wife in the next few days that we can come up with a name that you potentially, that can be your baby?
Yes.
So that we don't come up with a W name, because there's going to be a lot of times from now until little Wilbur's born. And Blitz, we're going with Wilbur until they have a name.
I like Wilbur.
Yeah,
there's
gonna
there you go. It's just the worst. So anyway, there's you know, we have 6-7 months before little Wilbur is born.
Wilbur Gary Garrison.
And yeah. And so there's gonna be a lot of time. There's gonna be a few times that you have to potentially leave the show early to do, you know, prenatal Wilbur type stuff.
Yeah.
I get it. It's better though to say, you know, Lummy had to go with Ashley because they were checking on little Wilbur today. Like, when we personalize it, it makes it more of a thing. It's more, it's funnier, Lummy. And you know what business we're in, aren't we? Yeah.
Show business.
There you go. So give me a name. Or
I will
give
you
a name soon, or that little mother effer is going to be a Wilbur until he pops out.
Yeah, and then we're going to write it on the birth certificate.
No, we'll get you a name. We'll get you a name.
And even when he's born, if you guys, we're going to just continue to call him Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
If you make us go, if we go 6-7 months with a straight Wilbur deal, it's going to be tough not to call that little bastard Wilbur.
Well, he walks
it's
going to
be a show name.
Wilbur.
Yeah. Stage name.
Like, hey, I know that your mom called you Wyatt, but you know what? You're a little Wilbur to us. Little Wilbur. Who wants to roll around life as, hey, what's your name? Lil Wilbur.
He's a rapper.
I don't know what he is. He's just Lummy. He's a rapper if he's Pittsburgh kid.
He's got to have a country twang to him, though.
Yeah. My name's Lil Wilbur.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
My mama's Ashley and my daddy's Lummy. Yeah.
Your daddy's what?
My dad's name is Lummy. He's on the radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, I can't wait for that parent conference meeting.
By the way, I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 6'10", 295.
19 years old.
I'm Wilbur Harrison. My daddy's on the radio. My mom runs a big-time charity, but I'm 19, and I'm in ninth grade. I'm 6'9", 315. I've been driving for 4 years. I bring a six-pack to study hall. My daddy learned me good. When I get out, I'm going to go right to the Tampa Tarpons.
I can't wait to go to high school.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to going to high school. Mama says I might get out before I'm 30.
Because he got a full beard.
Yeah, he's full beard. Your kid's going to have a full beard in fourth grade.
He's going to have a full beard when he pops out.
Little Wilbur's going to have a full beard. I swear to God, we're going to keep calling him Little Wilbur. And that's the worst name ever. But as of now, Blitz, what's Lummy's child's name?
Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur.
Wilbur Gary Garrison.
I'm going to call that Wilbur kid today Wilbur, too, when I see him on the screen.
Lil Wilbur.
What's up, Wilbur?
Oh, look at Lil Wilbur. You can start to see his little thumbs and things.
It's Lil, L-I-L.
Yeah, Lil.
Lil Wilbur.
Not no T's.
No.
Lil.
Lil Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur.
Lil. Oh, boy.
And, you know, that's the worst.
And then you're going to start calling him he's born.
Yeah. And then the seventh men, Blitz, you know what they're going to say every time they talk to Lummy. Hey, how's
Lil Wilbur?
And you're going to see it 1,000 times a day. And it's until this is pretty urgent. The more we Lil Wilbur, the tougher it's going to be away to get away from it. The seventh man will do it. You'll see it as a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, Lummy. Your life will
your
be. And
shirt.
That kid's life. It'll be a shirt. Lummy's kid's name's Lil Wilbur. We got the Bubba Army shirt. The chevrons have a little fetus with it says Lil Wilbur on it. You know how they have the standard fetus artwork? You know where the baby's like this? We put Lil Wilbur on there. Lil Wilbur.
We'll get the 3D scan from today and just use that.
You know what? Hey, sure. Will. Hey, Will. T-shirt Will, not to be confused with Lil Wilbur. Can you give me some artwork or 8 Mile or whoever the hell we're using? Can you give me some artwork that... has the Bubba Army, you know, deal. And then when the chevrons go, is the standard fetus, you know, the standard little fetus picture. And it says Lil Wilbur. Lummy, you better act fast or this Lil Wilbur thing starts getting some legs. Next thing you know.
I'm going to be talking to her while they're
next thing you know, it's the biggest thing in the show. Hey, when's Lil Wilbur? And the reason why he's Lil Wilbur is because his mom and dad wouldn't give us the name soon
enough. I can't wait to have a show, baby.
Oh, that's going to be you know what? That is the show. Lummy?
Yeah.
Nobody else.
No.
I mean, like, this show was not assembled when I had Tyler, so Tyler couldn't be the show baby. Plus, he's 18 years old.
Yep.
It can't be nothing. I guess you could be the show kid, but that's it. But kids, there's a zillion of those.
Yeah.
Show babies.
Right.
Lummy, we're on to something. Lil Wilbur, the show baby.
Especially on, you know, visual with Twitch.
Lummy.
I mean, people love
Lil
babies.
Lil Wilbur, the show baby.
No, Lil Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur, quotation marks, the show baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Lummy.
Unless Anna has any news from the weekend.
We're not going to her to news until tomorrow, Dip, trying to get me off the topic.
No. I meant, you know, if she got knocked up because you said, you know, show babies.
Let me stop trying to, just stop trying to be funny and go to topics that we're not prepared for. So being dumb.
Sorry.
Trying to hijack my show.
Lil Wilbur's following.
You got Wilbur stuck in my head, but the name's starting to sound good.
I understand. What I'm saying is, like, we're laser locked on a Little Wilbur, and now you're going to try to squirrel me with an Anna sex. Shut up, Lummy. I drive this ship. You're just one of the guys on the ropes. I'm navigating this.
Yeah,
this,
throwing coal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm driving this train. I'm driving this train. You're throwing the coal in the motor.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
You don't worry about anything else. Just keep throwing the coal in the motor. Okay, you dumbass?
Yes.
Your face is all red, and you're just a shoveling.
I can't wait to talk to Ashley about Lil Wilbur today.
Lil.
It's not. God dang, there's no T's in it, bitch.
Lil Wilbur.
Maybe that will be the name that sticks.
I think so. I mean, I've heard it 27 times now, and it's starting to sound good.
You can't name your kid Wilbur, buddy.
You think he'll get beat up?
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, I don't
know. It's just
a
bad name.
It's just a bad name.
No, it's not. It's a great name.
Lil Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur.
The show baby.
Lil Wilbur.
Lil Wilbur Wilbertson. What's your last name?
Garrison. Garrison.
Wilbur Wayne Garrison.
Oh, God. Wayne.
Yeah, there we
Wayne.
Go.
Lil Wilbur Wayne.
That's horrible.
WWG. Lil Wilbur Wayne Garrison. What's your name, you little kid? Little Wayne Garrison.
I could put the
Lil
L-I-L.
Will Be. Yeah.
Kind of cute.
Will Be. You would not date a guy named Wilbur.
Nobody would. Why would you want to give your kid? Why would you want to give your kid that name death sentence? Like, why would you? Poor kid's gonna have to run around life the rest of his life as Lil Wilbur. Like, who wants that?
Yeah.
And you know, you got to say, like, you know, even when he's 27, he's still Lil Wilbur. He's still Lil Wilbur.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little doesn't ever leave.
No.
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Yeah. 6'9", yeah. Lil Wilbur.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it's a rib.
Now,
of course.
Now entering the ball game at right tackle on the senior varsity squad is 8th grader Lil Wilbur Wayne Harrison. Right side guard, 6'5", 315 pounds, 8th grade. here at Tampa,
he drove himself here.
Here at Plant, we have the greatest football player. We have a rare occasion where the eighth grader is the biggest kid on the team. His name is Lil Wilbur Wayne Garrison, the son of Lummox Garrison, world renowned radio host. He's in eighth grade. He's 6'6", 315, and runs a 4.940.
That kid will change his name by then. And dump me.
I mean, hold on. Now you got your kid dumping you?
Let me know if this is going to happen.
I know.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, like, for instance, when I was to get married, you know, I think everybody knew what was going to happen.
Including you?
Well, I mean, there were a lot of bets around the studio. I was like, okay, here I am. I'm marrying a real hot chick.
We all knew it was going to happen.
Super cool. She's probably with me for my money. Let's go ahead and ride this coolness out. And then she's with you for your money. And the minute that, you know, times are go kind of bad, like you don't re-sign with Sirius and you're no longer that big-time global star, then they divorce you. You don't think I know? I mean, we've never really specifically talked about that. But, Blitz, I know. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to think that, right. You know, that wasn't the deal. I'm Mr. Bob the Love Sponge might be kind of cool, but he ain't that cool. And so, Lummy, I knew going into it potentially, you know, that this is not gonna end well, but I'm gonna enjoy the ride while I can and be the pimp while I can. So, Lummy, how do you got yours all laid out?
Well, if I name the kid Wilbur, I'd give it probably until he's about 12, and then he'll realize that I'm a complete jackass, and we'll probably.
You think he'll take him to he's 12?
Yeah. He's gonna.
He's gonna peak at 8. Okay.
Everything. I mean,
he's gonna take after his mother.
We hope.
Yeah, and then they're both going to end up hating you.
Yes.
I'm just telling you. Like, I'm just saying.
And then I'm going to be asking
by take after his mother, he means his mom's going to take him away.
Lil Wilbur will be, you know, up to shoot completely Team Ashley. And when it goes south, you know.
Just like us.
Yeah, we're Team Ashley.
Then I'll be calling you, Bubba, and asking if I can move in with you. Would you take me?
No.
Bubba will be married by then.
I would tell
married?
You. I'd yeah. tell you. No, I would tell you why you need to move in with me. Well, Ashley kicked me out. Her and Lil Wilbur hate me because Lil Wilbur, you know, figured out how dumb I was and that he could have been.
He's just kidding.
He figured out how dumb you are. Yeah, he's just teething right now.
He just popped out of the womb and said he's done.
He's teething, and with teething came the real me.
Yeah.
He hates me. He's only 2. Yeah, while Ashley's breastfeeding all the hours that she'll be breastfeeding, she's just going to be telling him how your dad's so stupid. He's so dumb. He called you Lil Wilbur. They made it a show bit. It stuck. Seventh man voted it in.
I'm so sorry, Lil Wilbur.
We hate him. We absolutely hate him.
He picked your name on a show vote, and we stuck with it.
Yeah. So, Lummy, the faster you can get me the name, the sooner that Lil Wilbur is no longer a thing. And the longer that Lil Wilbur's a thing, the more of a shoot it becomes. The little world that we live in.
Lummy's starting to actually like the name.
Isn't it amazing, the little click world that we live in, how we just screw with each other nonstop?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Like, we're never watching that Fair video.
Yeah, you know what? That Fair video long form is, I'm going to be honest with you, but you mentioned it to me 2 days ago, so I went back and watched it.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it in 2 different segments as I was eating.
So did I.
As I was eating, yep. I was at my bar and I was watching it, and I was like, oh my God. This is funny.
It is.
Go to our YouTube channel at The Bubba Army. And
the views are pretty good for it. Nice. 4,200.
Today, yeah, it's great. Today, we'll be live on YouTube at 10:30, not a standard 10:15. Lummy has to go get an ultrasound of Lil Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back at 10:30, and we're not. And the liveness will be Bubba Sassoon. Lummy, I got my brought my color. I brought my trimmers. I brought everything.
Your A game.
I brought, yeah, to get you all trimmed up.
Sweet.
No hair. Just beard and eyelashes.
All right.
We're just doing beard.
Eyelashes.
Well, eyebrows.
Jesus Christ.
I said eyebrows. Sorry.
You said eyelashes.
And then after I get done doing that, I'm going to go take Anna to the bowling alley.
Ooh.
And we're going to bowl a couple. Oh, Lummy, do you got it set up?
I talked to him.
That means no, I have not.
Yeah,
no.
I think I'm just going to head down with you and get everything set up.
Yeah, he's going to show me where I can station my tripod set up.
Yeah.
Oh, it just happens to be that Blitz is good.
I got my...
You guys have your own little bowling excursion plan. Why do you have to come and invade mine?
Well...
Anna, do you notice Blitz could go down there any other day to check out the Wi-Fi and stuff, and he always wants to go down there the day we're going to be
Well, I'm going to be at the very other end.
Still,
with a laser beam.
Well, you know what? I'm not afraid of your lazy beam. I'm not afraid of your little jealous red beam. You know, me and Anna just are naturally attracted to each other, okay? We can't help it.
Okay. It was a joke. I actually am not going to
lie. Mine's a joke, too, please. What's that? Is that how you feel?
Actually, you know what?
That's her saying she's uncomfortable.
You get rid of Blitz, you still got Blummel. Bubba, not, you know.
Listen, I'm not after.
Wow.
Doesn't work like
after.
That.
Anna and I would never do nothing, ever, because I'd just blow her mind, and then I don't want to be a boy. I don't want to be a boyfriend. I don't want to be nothing.
You don't want to cuddle?
No, I don't want any of that. And
could you hold
know,
my hand?
And
no. Interlock finger
she's
style?
A, she's
no.
A C.
No.
Not an R.
No.
Why can't we cuddle?
Because. And then second of all, you lowering your standards to me anyway is going to play head games to you. So, like, it's just an overall not good thing. Like, it'll ruin you more than it'll ruin me. I don't want to ruin
well,
you.
You care
ruin
about
me.
That.
Yeah, it's true. When did I start caring about that? Great point. Anna and I bowling today afterwards. I'll make that a video, and I will not be handsy with her. So, Blitz, you don't have to be there.
Okay, I won't. Cancel it.
Yeah.
But Lummy does have to be there to set you guys up.
So, Lummy, will you get us all set up?
Yep, get you all set up. Ready to go.
Perfect.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week
after this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week.
Am I interviewing Bill O'Reilly? Yeah, Bill O'Reilly Tuesday, right?
I read that book. His
you
latest
did?
Book,
The Mob,
Killing the Mob. Yes,
oh,
it's interesting.
You're telling me you read this entire book?
Yeah, Caveman handed it to me last week, and I read it on the trip on the plane.
For real?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. Yes.
You want to ask all the questions?
I can ask a couple.
Because I looked at that book, and there's lots of words in it.
I don't understand this book.
It's
cool.
I look
so
at,
it's like reading about my family tree.
Because I look at books, and it got lots of words in it.
I was like, where are the pictures at?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be reading when I can be taking a nap or looking at porn. Like, why would read? Why read when there's porn and naps available? Right?
Well, exactly. There was no porn or naps in the airport when I'm sitting around for another plane.
All right. So when's Bill on? Bill's on
tomorrow.
8:05.
Oh, Dan. Perfect. Will you be here for me?
Yes.
Perfect, Dan. I just have you answer all the questions. I mean, all the deal. I'm going to touch up on it, though. Gina and Brian on Thursday, an after show on Thursday as well. Do I have anybody else Wednesday? Okay, so Wednesday I got
a lot going on.
Michael Chandler And then Bubba Sassoon. Then Thursday, I should just look at my sheet right here. Thursday, Regina and Babyface at 8. And then Thursday, UFC's, what's the guy's name?
Lando Venata.
Lando Venata, and that will be with Babyface, and he knows a lot about UFC. Can you believe that? A guy that looks like the biggest nerd ever, and he knows a ton about you. Dan, he might have more sports knowledge than you do.
He's a sports guy, but he's like, you know, I mean, he's
what?
Like Stephen
Don't
a.
say anything
he's,
bad about
he's,
him.
He's a sports commentator like Stephen A. Smith is. You know what I mean? A guy that's never thrown a football, hit a baseball,
so
or
Stephen
or
A. Smith
shot
is to the African-American
shot.
Community as Babyface is to the nerd from Pasco County community.
Exactly. They he's can talk like about the, it. They just can't do nothing.
Yeah, he's like the guy that's on Shannon Sharp, too. What's that? The guy that used to be on ESPN.
Oh, Skip.
Yeah, Skip Bayless.
I will tell you who I do like in that whole world is Colin Cowherd.
Oh, he's good.
I love that guy, and I was watching various YouTube clips of Colin Cowherd this weekend, and he had probably the most educated guess as to what's going to happen to Aaron Rodgers. He broke it down unlike anybody that I've – he's no and everybody's breaking this down certain type of ways. Okay, he's going to – he's not going to play, and the Packers are going to hold on to his contract, and he'll retire and never play again. There's one option. Two, the Packers give in to his needs and get rid of the general manager, and he stays, and they re-sign him to a new deal, and yippee-yo. Three, they trade him. He accepts a trade. They trade him, and, you know, after June when they get some cap relief, and I've heard Denver is the most likely candidate. So that's kind of about the only three things that's going
to
go on.
What scenario has to happen for him to give back this $26 million signing bonus?
If he does not play again.
Yeah.
So anyway, which is one of the three. So anyway, Colin Cowherd, everybody's broke it down and this and that, and he broke it down very simply. He's like, this all comes down to whether Jordan Love can play or not. If Jordan Love can play, then you get rid of – because as a general manager or as a team, you've watched the kid for a year now do drills and, you know, be part of your squad. So if you knew – just like – and let me – tell me if you agree or not. The reason why they weren't so freaked out when Favre was playing his I'm going to retirement games is because they had two or 3 years to see Rodgers in practice conditions running the scout squad. They knew the guy could play.
Yep, that's so, where the Favre go.
So you could see that they got a third round pick for Favre.
Yeah, from the Jets.
From the Jets.
Yeah.
Like that's nothing.
That's so insulting.
The reason why they said Favre, you're out of here, is because they had two or three years, at least 2 years, to see Aaron Rodgers run the scout team, and they knew he is a stud. Well, and they're like, see you later, Favre.
We're going to get long snapper
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, we're going to third round, you know, on-sign specialist. Who cares? So he's like, okay. So if Jordan Love can play, which they should know by now, then it's not a big deal. You say, okay, Aaron Rodgers, go to Denver. We're going to get, you know, two number ones and that fancy wide receiver. And then we got a guy we know that can play. And the division is weak in itself, right? The division's weak.
Yeah, it is.
So if Jordan Love can play, he's got a Robert Townsend that had 11 touchdowns as a tight end. He's got Aaron Jones back. He's got Davante Adams back. And if you trade with Denver, you get that hot shot wide receiver they got. Jordan Love, if he can play, the Green Bay Packers, you know, go 10-6 with a Jordan Love because he's got some weapons. They went and got a cornerback from Georgia, supposedly a good can start this year, a cornerback from Georgia. You shore up your defense a little bit, and you're fine.
I think now, that would Aaron be so much easier if Rodgers didn't have such a legendary season last year.
But here's the deal. That and, Dan, that in conjunction with Jordan Love is an absolute ass bucket.
Right.
And so they just can't say, we're going to ship this guy off for three number ones and a wide receiver because the guy that we drafted is pretty much a stud. And, you know, give him a year or two, but he'll be good. They can't because the guy they drafted is a straight ass bucket.
Do you think Trask that the Bucs drafted is going to be better than Jordan Love?
Yes.
Yes. He's better than Jordan Love right now.
Is he?
Yes.
Trask, like, I don't know how bad Jordan Love is.
Jordan Love can't hit. He literally cannot hit
the side of a building with a football.
No, but during target practice, we saw three or four different instances where he cannot hit the target that the Packers put out there in these drills. He can't hit him.
You didn't hit one at all.
Come on, really?
He's horrible. That's why everybody's freaking out. That's why everybody is like, okay, well, Jordan Love can't play, so now we have to really entertain getting rid of the general manager because this guy screwed up a lot of things. Screwed up our franchise quarterback and now has screwed up, you know, the chemistry. Now, also, you ship Aaron Rodgers off to Denver. What does that do for the team chemistry? They're like Aaron Rodgers. They love him. That's their guy, right? Now, you know, now Davante Adams is mad. Aaron Jones is mad. You know what? They guys can lay down. They just lay down.
Yep, they sure can.
And when, just like when Raheem Morris for the Bucks, Law or Schiavone, whatever.
They lay down for him.
Hold on, you lose the locker room.
Yep.
You lose the locker rooms, mm-hmm. and the guys are like, they're like, listen, man, screw these dumbass bitch. We're not going to go the extra mile. We're not going to go out there and risk hurting ourselves. So, seriously.
Yep. They will absolutely sabotage.
It's called losing the locker room.
Yep.
And the minute you lose the locker room, it turns a 10-6 team into a 4-6 team real fast. All football games are only usually determined by, you know, 3 to 5 points. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Until they start giving up. I'm just saying.
You play a whole 60 minutes.
Right. You know, the right guard looks to the right tackle and goes, hey, I know they're double blitzing here. Let's just let this guy on through, kid.
Exactly.
And our guy's getting smashed in the back.
Well, not our fault.
Oops. Yeah. Oops. See what right by me.
Oh, hold on. Love. Sorry that 6'9", 400-pound defensive end just smashed you to zero.
Rodgers would have got it off in time.
Sorry about that. I tried my hardest.
Yeah, you held on to the ball too long.
You gave me a red. Yeah, you held on to the ball too long. You knew you were supposed to do your first or second look. You knew that. We played that way. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the Packers have kind of tipped their hand in the fact that they Jordan Love can't play.
Yeah.
Because
someone
said
the whole
Love
thing was
play.
A scam, that they were just like, you know, it was all fake news. It's just even that he was trying to get traded.
No.
You think it's real?
It's real. It's really real. Continuing our programming for the week. Anyway, Colin Cowherd.
He was in Tampa, wasn't he?
I don't know if he was in Tampa, but that might be a guy I would go try to go meet just as a radio. There's probably
I'm gonna watch that podcast live in Orlando.
But I'm gonna tell you this right now, Blitz. If there were some radio people that I find radio legends
mm-hmm.
that were coming to Tampa to either speak or to do something.
Right.
I don't know if I'd sit through a seminar, but I'd certainly try to have my people call his people
to see
if I could meet him backstage and tell him how much I look up to him.
Sure.
And there's only a few of those people, and those people would be in this particular order: Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Phil Henry, Ben Shapiro, Rush, but Rush is dead now. That's probably about all that. Dave Portnoy, not that he's a long form radio guy,
right?
But I like his stuff. There's probably only five.
BJ Shea.
Rover. Rover from Cleveland. I stand in line an hour to see Rover from Cleveland. Kid Chris Kicker.
Buckethead.
No. Those are the only five people.
Dave Ramsey.
No. I'm going to see Dave Ramsey. I'm not going to go see Glenn Beck. Those are the only five people.
How about Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Oh, my man. Absolutely. He's probably number one on the list.
Dan Patrick?
No, I like Dan. I would mark out to Dan Patrick, and maybe Pat McAfee. I think you got to put Pat McAfee in there. I like
he's
that
good.
Guy.
Yeah,
I like
he's
that
good.
Guy. All right, so the eight people that I would go see if they were in Tampa doing some type of radio deal.
Fine. But in no particular order, the top 472 people I'd go see if I had to.
You're so stupid. There's only eight.
Alex Jones.
No.
What? He's great. He's a really entertaining guy, whether you think he's crazy or not.
No, I know.
Okay. My list is already too high.
I got eight.
Okay.
I got eight.
And O'Reilly, if he had a...
Yeah, but these have to be long form radio guys, except for Portnoy, and he's an absolute pimp. And Blitz, I'm going to be honest with you, Opie and or Anthony, like, okay. I got a lot of respect for those guys. So there you go. There's my 10.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to make a segment about this, you know, if these they're
top 10.
Top 10 list.
You got them, Lummy?
These are the 10 radio people.
Do you have that list?
These mm-hmm. are the 10 radio people that if they were appearing in Tampa, Florida, I would try to meet them and tell them how much I respect their work. Now, I wouldn't sit in a ballroom, you know, on a lawn chair and sit there and listen to them do an hour or two of their long form art. No, but I would love to meet them backstage or whatever and tell them.
Yeah,
I skipped your show, but I wanted to meet you because you're a great guy.
Well, no, because, you know, you're right. I don't need to sit through your show to know how much of a brilliant broadcaster you are. And
I appreciate their craftsmanship.
And I, as a fellow broadcaster, yeah, whether it be brilliant or not, or you think I'm a hack, I, as a 35, 36-year veteran with somewhat of a name in this industry, really admire you. I really think, like, you know, you're one of my top 10. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Ben Shapiro, David Portnoy, Opie and Anthony.
Does that count as one person or two?
No, two.
Okay.
Six. Help me out here, Blitz.
Phil Henry.
I mean, you did add Rush to that.
You said Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, Dan Patrick, and there was one other. Was it Ben Shapiro? Did I say Ben Shapiro?
I think you only added Opie and Anthony as one, so that's two. There you go.
All right, help me out here. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Phil Henry. Mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan.
Jim Rome. Oh, yeah, Jim Rome.
Oh, I thought you had that. Okay, I thought
Yeah, that's your 10 right there.
Jim Rome, Joe Rogan, Opie and Anthony, Dan Patrick, Pat McAfee, and there's one more. I keep getting hung up on 9.
Johnny B.
Well, I got 10. I got 10. If you count Opie and Anthony, it's
All right, you
two.
Go through them. Ready?
Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Pat McAfee, Dan Patrick, Opie, Anthony, Ben Shapiro, Dave Portnoy, Phil Henry, Joe Rogan.
There you go. Boom. Those are the 10 guys that I would drive across town to go meet an hour before they were going on, to ask for a picture with them and just tell them how effing talented they are.
Not Tom Woods?
Not. No. And in fact, if I had anybody that I knew that would go to the Tom Woods show, I would not be their friends anymore.
Okay.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge show's best of the week after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge show's best of the week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And am I interviewing Bill O'Reilly? Yeah, Bill O'Reilly Tuesday, right?
I read that book. His
you
latest
did?
Book,
The Mob.
Killing the Mob, yes.
Oh,
it's interesting.
You're telling me you read this entire book?
Yeah, Caveman handed it to me last week, and I read it on the trip, on the plane.
For real?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it, yes.
You want to ask all the questions?
I can ask a couple.
Because I looked at that book, and there's lots of words in it.
I don't understand this book.
It's
cool.
Look
it's like reading about my family tree.
Because I look at books, and it got lots of words in it.
I was like, where are the pictures at?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be reading when I can be taking a nap or looking at porn. Like, why would read? Why read when there's porn and naps available? Right?
Well, exactly. There was no porn or naps in the airport when I'm sitting around waiting for another plane.
All right, so when's Bill on? Bill's on
tomorrow.
8:05.
Oh, Dan, perfect. Will you be here for me?
Yes.
Perfect, Dan. I just have you answer all the questions. I mean, all the deal. I'm going to touch up on it, though. Gina and Brian on Thursday, an after show on Thursday as well. Do I have anybody else Wednesday? Okay, so Wednesday I got
a lot going on.
Michael Chandler, and then Bubba Sassoon. Then Thursday, I should just look at my sheet right here. Thursday, Regina and Babyface at 8. And then Thursday, UFC's, what's the guy's name?
Lando Venata,
and that will be with Babyface, and he knows a lot about UFC. Can you believe that? A guy that looks like the biggest nerd ever, and he knows a ton about you. Dan, he might have more sports knowledge than you do.
He's a sports guy, but he's like, you know, I mean, he's
what?
Like Stephen
Don't
a.
say anything he's, bad about
he's,
him.
He's a sports commentator like Stephen A. Smith is. You know what I mean? A guy that's never thrown a football, hit a baseball,
so
or
Stephen
or
A. Smith
shot
is to the African-American
shot.
Community as Babyface is to the nerd from Pasco County community.
Exactly. They he's can talk like about the, it. They just can't do nothing.
Yeah, he's like the guy that's on Shannon Sharp, too. What's that? The guy that used to be on ESPN.
Oh, Skip.
Yeah, Skip Bayless.
I will tell you who I do like in that whole world is Colin Cowherd.
Oh, he's good.
I love that guy, and I was watching various YouTube clips of Colin Cowherd this weekend, and he had probably the most educated guess as to what's going to happen to Aaron Rodgers. He broke it down unlike anybody that I've – he's no and everybody's breaking this down certain type of ways. Okay, he's going to – he's not going to play, and the Packers are going to hold on to his contract, and he'll retire and never play again. There's one option. Two, the Packers give in to his needs and get rid of the general manager, and he stays, and they re-sign him to a new deal, and yippee-yo. Three, they trade him. He accepts a trade. They trade him, and, you know, after June when they get some cap relief, and I've heard Denver is the most likely candidate. So that's kind of about the only three things that's going
to
go on.
What scenario has to happen for him to give back this $26 million signing bonus?
If he does not play again.
Yeah.
So anyway, which is one of the three. So anyway, Colin Cowherd, everybody's broke it down and this and that, and he broke it down very simply. He's like, this all comes down to whether Jordan Love can play or not. If Jordan Love can play, then you get rid of – because as a general manager or as a team, you've watched the kid for a year now do drills and, you know, be part of your squad. So if you knew – just like – if and let me – tell me if you agree or not. The reason why they weren't so freaked out when Favre was playing his I'm going to retirement games is because they had two or 3 years to see Rodgers in practice conditions running the scout squad. They knew the guy could play.
Yep, that's so, where the Favre go.
So you could see that they got a third round pick for Favre.
Yeah, from the Jets.
From the Jets.
Yeah.
Like that's nothing.
That's so insulting.
The reason why they said Favre, you're out of here, is because they had two or three years, at least 2 years, to see Aaron Rodgers run the scout team, and they knew he is a stud. Well, and they're like, see you later, Favre.
We're going to get a third round long snapper for you.
Yeah, we're going to third round, you know, on-sign specialist. Who cares? So he's like, okay. So if Jordan Love can play, which they should know by now, then it's not a big deal. You say, okay, Aaron Rodgers, go to Denver. We're going to get, you know, two number ones and that fancy wide receiver. And then we got a guy we know that can play. And the division is weak in itself, right? The division's weak.
Yeah, it is.
So if Jordan Love can play, he's got a Robert Townsend that had 11 touchdowns as a tight end. He's got Aaron Jones back. He's got Davante Adams back. And if you trade with Denver, you get that hotshot wide receiver they got. Jordan Love, if he can play, the Green Bay Packers, you know, go 10-6 with a Jordan Love because he's got some weapons. They went and got a cornerback from Georgia, supposedly a good can start this year, a cornerback from Georgia. You shore up your defense a little bit, and you're fine.
I think that would be so much easier if Rodgers didn't have such a legendary season last year.
But here's the deal. That and, Dan, that in conjunction with Jordan Love is an absolute ass bucket.
Right.
And so they just can't say, we're going to ship this guy off for three number ones and a wide receiver because the guy that we drafted is pretty much a stud. And, you know, give him a year or two, but he'll be good. They can't because the guy they drafted is a straight ass bucket.
Do you think Trask that the Bucs drafted is going to be better than Jordan Love?
Yes.
Yes. He's better than Jordan Love right now.
Is he?
Yes.
Trask, like, I don't know how bad Jordan Love is.
Jordan Love can't hit. He literally cannot hit
the side of a building with a football.
No, but during target practice, we saw three or four different instances where he cannot hit the target that the Packers put out there in these drills. He can't hit him.
He didn't hit one at all.
Come on, really?
He's horrible. That's why everybody's freaking out. That's why everybody is like, okay, well, Jordan Love can't play, so now we have to really entertain getting rid of the general manager because this guy screwed up a lot of things, screwed up our franchise quarterback, and now has screwed up, you know, the chemistry. Now, also, you ship Aaron Rodgers off to Denver. What does that do for the team chemistry? They're like Aaron Rodgers. They love him. That's their guy, right? Now Davante Adams is mad. Aaron Jones is mad. You know what? Guys can lay down. They just lay down.
Yep, they sure can.
And just like when Raheem Morris for the Bucks, Law or Schiavano, whatever.
Schiavano. They lay down for him.
Hold on, you lose the locker room.
Yep.
You lose the locker rooms, mm-hmm. and the guys are like, they're like, listen, man, screw these dumbass bitch. We're not gonna go the extra mile. We're not gonna go out there and risk hurting ourselves. So seriously.
Yep, they will absolutely sabotage.
It's called losing the locker room.
Yep.
And the minute you lose the locker room, it turns a 10-6 team into a 4-6 team real fast. All football games are only usually determined by, you know, 3 to 5 points. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You play a whole 60 minutes.
Right. You know, the right guard looks to the right tackle and goes, hey, I know they're double blitzing here. Let's just let this guy on through, kid.
Exactly.
And our guy's getting smashed in the back.
Well, not our fault. Oop.
Yeah. Oops. Oops. He went right by me.
Oh, hold on. Love. Sorry that 6'9", 400-pound defensive end just smashed you to zero.
Rodgers would have got it off in time.
Sorry about that. I tried my hardest.
Yeah, you held on to the ball too long.
You held on to the ball too long. You knew you were supposed to do your first or second look. You knew that. We played that way. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the Packers have kind of tipped their hand in the fact that Jordan Love can't play.
Yeah.
Because
someone
said
the whole
Love
thing was
play.
A scam, that they were just like, you know, it was all fake news. It's just even that he was trying to get traded.
No.
Think it's real?
It's real. It's really real. Continuing our programming for the week. Anyway, Colin Cowherd.
He was in Tampa, wasn't he?
I don't know if he was in Tampa, but that might be a guy I would go try to go meet just as a radio. There's probably.
I'm going to watch that podcast live in Orlando.
But I'm going to tell you this right now, Blitz. If there were some radio people that I look, people that I find radio legends,
mm-hmm.
that were coming to Tampa to either speak or to do something.
Right.
I don't know if I'd sit through a seminar, but I'd certainly try to have my people call his people see if I could meet him backstage and tell him how much I look up to him.
Sure.
And there's only a few of those people, and those people would be in this particular order: Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Phil Henry, Ben Shapiro, Rush, but Rush is dead now. That's probably about all that. Dave Portnoy, not that he's a long form radio guy,
right?
But I like his stuff. There's probably only five.
BJ Shea.
Rover. Rover from Cleveland. I'd stand in line an hour to see Rover from Cleveland. Kid Chris Kicker.
Buckethead.
No. Those are the only five people.
Dave Ramsey.
No. I'm going to see Dave Ramsey. I'm not going to go see Glenn Beck. Those are the only five people.
How about Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Oh, my man. Absolutely. He's probably number one on the list.
Dan Patrick?
No. I like Dan. I would mark out to Dan Patrick. And not maybe Pat McAfee. I think you got to put Pat McAfee in there. I like
he's
that
good.
Guy.
Yeah,
I like
he's
that
good.
Guy. All right, so the eight people that I would go see if they were in Tampa doing some type of radio deal.
Fine. In no particular order, the top 472 people I'd go see if I had to.
You're so stupid. There's only eight.
Alex Jones.
No.
What? He's great. He's a really entertaining guy, whether you think he's crazy or not.
No, I know.
Okay. My list is already too high.
I got eight.
Okay.
I got eight.
And O'Reilly, if he had a...
Yeah, but O'Reilly's, these have to be long-form radio guys, except for Portnoy, and he's an absolute pimp. And Blitz, I'm going to be honest with you, Opie and or Anthony. Like, okay. I got a lot of respect for those guys. So there you go. There's my 10.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to make a segment about this, you know, if these, they're...
Top 10 list.
You got them, Lummy?
These are the 10 radio people.
Do you have that list?
These are the 10 radio people that I, if they were appearing in Tampa, Florida, I would try to meet them and tell them how much I respect their work. Now, I wouldn't sit in a ballroom, you know, on a lawn chair and sit there and listen to them do an hour or two of their long-form art. No. But I would love to meet them backstage or whatever and tell them
Yeah.
I skipped your show, but I wanted to meet you because you're a great guy.
Well, no, because, you know, you're right. I don't need to sit through your show to know how much of a brilliant broadcaster you are. And I
appreciate their craftsmanship.
And I, as a fellow broadcaster, yeah, whether it be brilliant or not, or you think I'm a hack, I, as a 35, 36-year veteran with somewhat of a name in this industry, really admire you. I really think, like, you know, you're one of my top 10. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Ben Shapiro, David Portnoy, Opie and Anthony.
Does that count as one person or two?
No, two.
Okay.
Six. Help me out here, Blitz.
Phil Henry.
I mean, you did add Rush to that.
You said Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, Dan Patrick. And there was one other. Was it Ben Shapiro? Did I say Ben Shapiro?
I think you only added that. Opie and Anthony as one, so that's two.
I don't.
There you go.
All Bill. Right, help me out here. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan.
Jim Rome. Oh, yeah, Jim
Rome. Oh, I thought you had that. Okay, I thought
that's your 10 right there.
Jim Rome, Joe Rogan, Opie and Anthony, Dan Patrick, Pat McAfee, and there's one more. I keep getting hung up on nine.
Johnny B.
Well, I got 10.
I got
10. If you count Opie and Anthony, it's
all right, you
two.
Go through them. Ready?
Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Pat McAfee, Dan Patrick, Opie, Anthony, Ben Shapiro, Dave Portnoy, Phil Hendry, Joe Rogan.
There you go. Boom. Those are the 10 guys that I would drive across town to go meet an hour before they were going on to ask for a picture with them and just tell them how effing talented they are.
Not Tom Woods.
Not. No. And in fact, if I had anybody that I knew that would go to the Tom Woods show, I would not be their friends anymore.
Okay.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week.
The Bubble Up Sponge Show, Friday, May 14th, with Babyface, Brian Matroni. He is a real schmarmy, smart-assy lawyer here in town.
I'm a piece of crap.
He's smart. He's just real schmarmy. Just real.
You want to punch? I have a face that's very punchable.
Oh, someone told me that yesterday.
Bright Farm, John Island, 5,000.
Oh, my God, that's great. Thank you, Big Eye John.
Sorry.
Hopefully, we have a good $1.99 tonight. I've been giving. Now, this past hot mic segment, you heard me freaking out on everybody.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I thought I'd send it to somebody, but I really sent it to somebody else. And then I'm yelling at Anna, and she's yelling it over to Rhett. Rhett's yelling it back to Anna. Anna's yelling it back to me.
Yeah.
I'm telling them not to worry about this, but it's something that I haven't even sent. So how can I even worry about it when I haven't even sent it yet? And I'm thinking I sent it, and he's got it.
And
I'm like, what the F? And then Anna comes to me. You don't understand.
High heat.
Oh my God.
When the dynamic of the logistical layout of the studio is, I'm looking at Brian, Lummy, and Anna, but I can't see them because I'm 16 inches higher than him. My platform's built a little bit bigger, and then I got monitors all around my face. And so,
lights.
So literally, yeah, if you're watching us on Twitch right now, Lummy, Brian and Anna are in the same studio as me, but they can't see me.
Right.
Like it's an unbelievable dynamic. They can literally not see me. And then Blitz is in a whole nother room and he can't see me either. And he's in a whole nother room behind some glass. And so that's kind of the layout of the studio. Well, the door to the studio is to my right, which would be my right. And it's quite a distance from where I sit. What would you say? It's probably 15 foot?
14 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, 14 feet.
Yeah, 14, yeah.
And then I have this little door. If you're going to come into my area, you have to open up this little door and step up two little steps to get to my area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, people don't come in my area very often. In fact, that's kind of my pet peeve. Don't come up here. Like, don't come up here. I got a lot of little hang-ups. Out of all the radio personalities, you've worked with or heard about or for? Like, do I have more little things like don't slam the door, don't go into my area?
And they're nowhere near like they used to be.
But, like, is it making
that I've personally worked with or that I've heard of?
Both.
Not that I've heard of, but that I've personally worked with, yes.
Yeah.
But you've just been, this is your space.
Yeah,
you
but
know
they're not,
I mean?
They're not impossible to demands. They're just more leave me alone. I'm in a zone. I don't need your nonsense.
Totally get
it. So a lot of times Blitz will walk in and he's at the door. He's not up onto the area, but he's at the door, which is there's a ledge right there. And he'll be like, now I can't really see anybody over there because I have these lights in my eyes. But I know it's him and we'll talk. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves. Well, Anna goes over there today and she says, hey, do you want some Fritos? And I was like, yeah.
Of course.
So I don't know what that means. So I'm actually eating some popcorn. And next thing you know, she launches Fritos and they go right across my face. And like, Anna, when you ask a guy if he wants something.
And then she says what? After they hit you.
And then you throw something at a guy, at somebody. You got to tell them.
She didn't just throw it. She whipped it.
I thought you saw them in my hand.
Her arm was like one of those highlight things. She whipped the Fritos at your face.
Yeah. I don't know what's with her and food. She threw an orange at me yesterday.
She dropped off something I don't want because she wants me to eat these things.
She wants to see you eat. Yes. She gets her WAP.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I thought you saw them in my hand when I said, do you want Fritos?
We were in the kitchen. She had a orange in her hand yesterday, and she just threw it at me.
I had a moment. I'm sorry.
You need to back it down a notch.
Oh, I know.
She's angry, and when it comes to food, makes her really angry.
Did you hear her theory yesterday? She was like, we're driving back from the bowling alley, and she goes, oh, I got it. And I go, what? She goes, I got you. I know exactly what. I'm like, what? She's like, you love men and want to have sex with women. And I go, I don't know if it's love. I don't know if you take the word love out of it, maybe perhaps. I would rather hang out with guys than hang out with girls.
I think he falls in love with men
and then she goes,
he's sexually attracted to women.
And she's like, well, here's the deal. You physically like women only, but you don't want to hang out with them. But guys, I'm like, well, duh. That's the way most guys are.
But like, you never want to hang out with chicks.
No guys want to hang out with chicks, though.
Yeah. Nobody. Army, New Hampshire,
like dating.
But Anna, here's the deal.
It's a means to an end if a dude hang out with a chick.
It's not like I'm a one in a million, like real special deal. Most dudes would rather hang out with their friend, buddy, with their guy buddies.
Yes.
Than hang out
with. Like, never hang out with chicks.
I might be on the one end of the. I might be on the extreme end of the spectrum.
Like, not even ones that you're like, you know.
I don't like courting. Hanging out with anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you're not a hanger outer.
I don't like hanging out with really one person. My son. I love to hang out with him.
And that almost. I mean, that almost doesn't count. But
so.
What about Creatine Travis? He was over there last night hanging out.
I like hanging out with Creatine Travis. I like that.
No.
But I'll tell you who I really like hanging out with lately is my brother-in-law, Tarek.
Mm.
I've been hanging out with him a lot, and I got to tell you, I had him. I mean,
you had him
I wish I would have went to their wedding.
You had him all figured out.
That was probably the worst thing you've ever done.
I know.
Absolutely.
Not just that you didn't go, that you really put pressure on others not to go.
How long
you
ago
didn't
were
have
they
to
married?
Say that
10
part.
Years.
Oh, Brian.
You didn't have to say that part, Brian.
Well, you can dump it.
Not on Twitch. Bubba, how long ago was their
10
wedding?
Years.
Well over 10 years.
Okay. They and just celebrate their anniversary.
I just feel so bad.
You should throw them another wedding.
You can marry them, Bubba.
You should marry them again.
Brian.
Like, renew their vows.
We have the altar here.
Brian.
What?
We could.
What?
But
I've
they
got
would
good
requi-
ideas.
But they would require something fancy. And I already live with them.
Make her pay for it.
Hey, Tara. What, Bubba? I got an idea. What?
Can I borrow your credit card?
Because I missed your wedding. Because, you know, I was being a real dick back then, fooling myself, listening to other people. I didn't make your wedding. And by the way, every family gathering, Tara always seems to be able to get that in there.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. Every time. And it's almost like a rib now. Every time we get together, Tara somehow is going to shoestring that in.
It's a rib now, but I think she really was like really hurt by that.
And I think they still
absolutely
are.
She
I
was. But you should do like a like invite her out to dinner for Beachy's one night and then have it all set up where there's going to be a surprise vow renewal wedding.
Man, I can't even think that way.
I know.
Yeah, get the credit card and do it.
I'm a smart dude. I'll be your event organizer.
Yeah, but that's going to cost me $500-$600.
No,
put them on a couple days a week.
Cross promotion, and then the Diacos will sponsor it. It's all good.
We'll get Dan there. He'll hand you an envelope.
Hunter Law will get in on it. Yeah.
Oh no! Don't let him. Hunter Law's okay. Just keep Tom off the books.
I do. Well, no. One thing I did want to say, and I forgot
Tom
to say.
Does Tom see your books?
Does Tom see our books? That dude has a screen up of everybody's books constantly.
Hey, hold on. So listen to this.
He is refresh.
He's a book looker.
Let me hear you. I'll just give you a Tom Bean story, okay, Brian? We have a SunTrust account where the payroll and stuff goes to, you know, like our main account.
Yeah.
Well, I have taken over some bill paying duties. Like I pay the Verizon.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
actually, Bubba's very good at that.
Really?
Actually, I'm better than Tom.
As long as there's money in the account, he's very good at paying bills.
Oh yeah, I'll pay him right on time. Brian, like I'll pay the city of Tampa water bill. If I get it like on the 15th and it's not due to like the 1st. I pay it the next day, like on the 16th.
Good. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't even want to have to deal with
it. I'm the same way.
So,
don't forget.
One time, Blitz, I got the BRN corporate card, and I'm up at the track, right? And I need a $1,500 deposit for this tractor that I need.
Okay.
And so I called the place. I don't have any credit cards, nothing. All I have is my Bubba Radio Network credit card.
Right.
So I give the guy the credit card, and he runs it for $1,500.
Your phone ring?
Listen, hold on. I got the tractor hooked up. The guy brings the tractor, hooks it up. I'm doing what I need with the tractor. Phone rings. And I'm on the tractor, on the track, and I usually just don't ever answer. But if Tom, I always answer Tom.
Yeah.
Hello? We have a fraudulent $1,500 alert for some tractor place in Ocala. Are you in Ocala? Yep. Are you at the track? Mm-hmm. Did you use the card to rent some equipment? Yep, I did, Tom. Do you know that that's not Bubba Radio Network related? Like, that's not, you know, you're going to drive Jim insane on the accounting. You know that, don't you? But, Tom, I didn't have any other money. But, that, like, he gets those alerts, Brian.
Yeah.
Like, I say, I can't do nothing.
That's probably for the best.
So I'm saying if Hunter Law is going to pay for my sister's wedding number two that Bubba messed up, and, you know, Hunter Law scratches out a $400-$500 check, next thing you know, Tom Bean.
That's no problem.
Oh, okay.
He's not in my business that much.
And plus, you know,
I've got my own account.
You know how I handle Tom Bean, don't you?
You just have Regina.
I call Regina first. Yeah. Hello, Bub. Gina. Tom, Tom's going to be really mad. I just did some really stupid stuff and blah, 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 blah. Tom's going to be really mad. You got my back? I got you. Next thing you know, man, Tom, this completely is cool to me.
Regina would be 100% in on it. She loves Tara. So
yeah.
There's no doubt that
everybody
she
loves
would.
Tara.
So anyway, I missed my sister's first wedding. She had a
first wedding.
My sister got married 10 years ago in Vegas. And partly Mike Tyson was there. She did get a picture with Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
So anyway, listen. But, I mean, can you make it any more cumbersome, Tara? All the way to Blitz, at that time, I'm doing two shows.
But that's not why you didn't go, though.
Yeah, but this is my excuse right now.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
I was too busy.
I mean, why couldn't you just got married in Lutz? Like, I mean, I would have been there.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, yeah, probably right.
You know how far away Lutz is? I live in St. Pete.
Yeah.
I'm not crossing a bridge.
So anyway, I did not go to my
backyard.
I did not go to my sister's wedding, and I am constantly reminded. And quite frankly, as I get older, I do feel bad about it because I've become very close with her husband, and I love him. And I was kind of like,
about her?
Her and I are solid. She's my angel.
Okay, good.
Tara is my angel. We play the good cop, bad cop deal, but deep down, she's got my back. Like,
oh, I know she does.
Oh, there's no question there.
Mm-hmm. Like, she busts my balls, you know. A lot of it's just busting balls, but deep down, like, that's my bitch.
Oh,
like,
she loves you like, so much.
Oh, there's no question.
Like, that's my...
I know.
That's my trap queen.
God.
Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God, if I had one call to make, unfortunately, Tom Bean's number is the only one I have memorized. I don't know anybody else's number.
No.
I'd call Tom. Hey, Tom, get a hold of Tara. I'm in trouble. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Brian, he's going to be involved in it, too.
Of course.
I mean...
Well, he'd be there for you.
No,
But the ride home with him would be terrible.
Hold on, be there for me. He's the only reason why I'm here.
No, I'm saying he'd be there for you if you got locked up, and it's a good number to know.
But nothing's worse than just going to the Tom Bean office and you get a dressing down on that deal.
Does he get pretty loud, pretty aggressive? Or
me and Tom have only gotten loud and aggressive a few times.
Mm. When the plane didn't work.
Another time right here in this, I'm just going to be honest with you. One time it was right there where the pantry is, Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I should be saying this or not. It doesn't make me look that good. Me and Tom got such in a heated fight. And he, by the way, he was completely right.
Imagine that.
And I hit him.
Whoa.
What?
And I hit him. Hold on. I hit him in the face.
What?
Open yes. or close hand fist.
Overhand right.
Overhand right.
Now, hold on. Wait till you hear this.
That's why Tom's in boxing.
No.
You're done, Bubba.
Listen to this. He steps. I barely connect, and he gets me solid on the chin. And I hurt my hand.
Whoa.
You guys had a fist fight?
Yeah, and he won. He sidestepped me and blasted me.
How long ago was this?
Oh, God, probably 10 years ago.
Wow, okay. What was it about?
I can't tell you what it was about.
Why not?
Because it's really, really bad, and I am really was the bad.
It's been 10 years. Let's hear it.
No.
Come on, Bubba. Don't be like that.
No.
You can't tease that and then not share
I cannot tell you guys.
You got into a fist fight with Tom Bean, and you're not going to tell us what it was about?
And guess what? He punked the hell out of me. And that's why I've never told the story because, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I never told the story because I look like a complete horse's ass. Not only was I on the wrong side of the argument, and if I would tell you guys privately what it was all about, you would be like, really, Bubba? You were that big of a dick about that?
No, let's hear it.
We wouldn't be surprised.
Brian, trust me. We would be canceled.
What?
We would be canceled. It's cancelable material. Trust me. I can go out and tell you guys as a group privately. I just can't
trust my
instincts here.
Okay.
So, Blitz, remember when that was my office? Okay. It was when it was my office.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And he's in the hallway, and I'm behind my desk, and we start arguing about it, and I get up, and he says, I'd sit down if I was you. Ooh. And I said, shut up, Tom. And we go nose to nose, and I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, you're wrong about this. And he goes, and I said, I'm tired of it and this and stuff, and and then I threw my right. And he kind of sidestepped it like the little son of a bitch that he is, and I just glanced it, and then he came with this quick little right square on my chin. Mm-hmm. And he didn't knock me out, I'll tell you that. He didn't knock me out. But he stopped me, and my hand hurt bad from hitting him.
Wait, I thought you just glanced him.
Did
you limp wrist hit him?
I think I did. Like, I didn't even have a good, like, I just think I kind of went like that.
Oh, no.
And he short-stepped me and blam, and put just a little jab in on me. That's why I've never told the story, because I look like a pussy. I try to play Mr. Johnny Badass.
Did you apologize right after that?
Oh, my God. Afterwards. So, listen.
You beat a brand new 1,000 bits.
Listen, so afterwards, like, we just kind of just sat there.
Right.
And then I started crying.
Hug it out?
No, I said, Tom, because I kind of like came to my senses.
You were crying because you got punched in the face.
No.
Why'd you do that, Tom?
I just said, Tom, I am so sorry. I don't know why I acted that way. I don't know what, I mean, like, I am, like, Blitz, have you ever just seen red and you just do something stupid and then you guys have never done that?
Yeah.
Where you've just absolutely lost your crap?
Of course.
And then you just sit back and you say, what was I thinking? Like, I just got so yipped up and trying to be Johnny Badass, limp-wristed, and then Tom gives me a short little Mike Tyson right, settles me down. I probably sit there for like a minute, and then I just said, I start crying, and I'm like, I am so sorry. You've been my best friend, and you have been there for me, and I've put you through hell, and like every stupid decision I've made in life, you've bailed me out of. And on this situation, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. And he just looked at me, and he goes, it'll be all right.
Aww.
And he walked away.
Did you guys hug?
No, you know what? I think he said, we're cool.
Oh.
We're all right. Like, we're cool. And he walked away and got in his 87 Benz.
And he dropped a bitch after it.
With the exhaust pipe missing?
It had it a decade ago.
And here's the deal. Tom's loaded. Tom is loaded. And so I'm like, Tom, why don't you buy a new car, buddy? You're loaded. You're loaded. I know what... You got a $4 million condo on the beach. Like, stop.
Other than that exhaust tip deal, his car looks great.
This is what he says. He said, I'm telling you right now, that car's only worth about $10,000 trade-in, if that. He said, it's not even worth a trade-in. I'm just going to drive it until I can't drive it anymore. He goes, and I've been looking at some Jags and some Range Rovers. Like, he's been looking at all kinds.
Sure.
And he says, when it finally doesn't run anymore, I'll jump, you know, whatever. So I do bust his ass about, but he's got an older, like what, maybe a 2001 Mercedes.
Well, like a CLS 550 or something?
Yeah, CLS 550, like with the spoiler package and stuff.
Oh, it looks nice.
It's missing the white clip in the front for, it's either like the tow hook clip.
The square clip,
yeah. I'll tell you,
Butch, you could put $2,000 in that car and it'd look like $1 million.
I'd buy that thing.
Yeah. So anyway, there's my Tom. I don't know if you guys
need to take some toothpaste to the headlights.
Well, these are a lot of things he needs to be doing to it.
Get one of those Meguiar's restore kits.
Anyway, I don't know why I even told that story. It makes me look like such a...
Well, you only told half of it.
What do you mean?
You didn't tell the good half.
Yeah, why? But what was it about?
You guys, I'll tell you what we're going
to
do.
I can't wait for Lummy to tell everybody after the break.
Right when we go into break here, we're going to meet in the bullpen.
Okay. No. Who all's allowed in there and who's not?
Everybody's allowed.
Okay.
I just don't want any recording devices. Like, seriously.
That's fair.
You don't want Honest to hear for the chat?
No. Well, completely. If you want to know what I said, and every one of you will say, oh, I'm glad you didn't say it on the air.
Content's king, though, man. Come on.
Yeah. You know what? And you know what? Sometimes.
So is having a job.
And so is content not getting you canceled.
Yeah. Right.
So, seriously.
Okay, we'll go on. Brian, let's do that.
I'm not going to say a word.
You being of sound mind, even though you're a little bit of a dick shtick right now, trying to be Johnny, Johnny Hole, whatever.
Yeah.
When you hear me and why and what the subject matter was about and why I withheld it on the air, you and your Pasco County Veneers will be the first one to say, yeah, you're right.
All natural, man.
With your Hudson caps. With your Hudson caps.
That was where my first house was.
With your Moon Lake caps.
Oh, no.